If there's one thing we know how to do here in Appalachia, it's telling tales. And that's only natural, cause we got a lot of folklore all its own. Made up of monsters, ghosts, jacktails, and a whole lot more. Sit back and listen now as we tell you all the lore of these mountains. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia.
Gina, you ever heard of a black ghost?
No.
Yeah, most ghosts are white, aren't they? At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Casper and everybody else.
Unless they just look like people, but never seen anything but white ghosts.
Yeah, well, we got a story about a black ghost. And it's a very interesting story.
Okay, then.
Folks, it was shortly after the Civil War that John Boggs, former captain in the local Confederate cavalry, was sitting in the shade of a chestnut tree on the ridge back behind his house in Virginia. As he sat there enjoying the breeze and wondering what was for supper that evening, well, he suddenly had the distinct feeling that he was not alone. Well, John looked up, and before him, to his amazement, was a ghost. And not just any ghost, but one who was black as coal. Right there, broad daylight. Now, according to John, that was the strangest ghost experience that he'd ever had. I assume he'd had a few more besides that one. He'd seen battle and all that. He'd met all kinds of different ghosts. You know, ghosts with long hair, ghosts with short hair, fat ghosts, skinny ghosts, quiet ghosts that sneak into a man's room at night and sit there and stare at him. And ghosts with their throats cut from ear to ear. But of all the ghosts he'd ever heard about, old John, he'd never heard of a black ghost. Well, at that, the ghost then spoke to Mr. John Boggs.
Captain John Boggs.
John nodded to the apparition, which continued to speak.
Boggs, would any well-bred person ask a ghost a question?
Well, Boggs responded in the negative, but the ghost then said,
No, Boggs, a well-bred gentleman would never ask a reputable ghost a question. You are a well-bred gentleman, are you not?
Well, John told the ghost that he hoped to be considered just such a gentleman. At that answer, the ghost seemed to be very satisfied.
You'd like to know why I'm a black ghost, wouldn't you? And why I appear in the daytime?
Well, John said yes, of course he would. He then asked the ghost to sit down and make himself comfortable. Well, the ghost shook his head and muttered something about being unable to sit because he left his key. That caused Mr. Boggs to ask himself whether this ghost needed to unlock himself in order to sit down. Immediately, the ghost sensed that question in John Boggs' mind and said,
Boggs, you're going to ask a question, right?
Well, John insisted that he wasn't going to do that and got the ghost settled down. Pretty soon, though, the ghost began to tell a story. It turns out that what was standing before John Boggs was the spirit of a deceased coal miner. And this particular coal miner was probably the hardest working coal miner there ever was. In fact, you could say he was born and bred for the mines because he pretty much lived underground and died there without seeing much of the outside world. According to the ghost, he didn't reckon he'd had more than 6 months outdoor in his entire life. Well, the ghost then told John that after he'd died and found out he'd have to serve a stint as a ghost, he raised a stink right then and there. He protested to the powers that be that he'd lived his whole life in the dark, and he'd be damned if he's going to prowl around in the dark of night after his death in order to scare folks. He told them he wanted to stalk people in broad daylight. And don't you know, Gina, his demand was granted. The problem was, regular ghosts, white ghosts that is, are pretty much invisible in the daytime, which make it kind of hard to scare people when, you know, they can't see you. So he was made a black ghost so that he'd stand out in that bright sunshine.
That's my story,
said the ghost, who shifted around on his feet and stared off into the distance, waiting for a response from Mr. Boggs. But John was speechless. Besides, he'd only had questions which he was bound not to ask for fear of being thought less than a well-bred gentleman. So he just simply stood there, biting his tongue. Soon the silence was too much, even for the black ghost.
Boggs, does my head look okay?
John replied that it looked fine, even as it started to shimmy and shift around when a bee suddenly flew through it.
It hurts, Boggs. I'm treating it for that, or at least my doctor is. Did you know ghosts have doctors?
Well, John didn't know. What he did know was that he was now burning with questions to ask this dark spirit.
I don't believe that quack knows anything. The first thing you know, my head will run into consumption and there will be another dead ghost around.
More questions popped into John's head. The ghost continued.
Now this morning, he took a tub of blue ink, added cayenne pepper and 3 pounds of fresh garlic, and heated it boiling hot. Then he called me in and unscrewed my head and poured it in.
Well, at that, John could hold it in no longer. Unscrewed your head and poured it in? For God's sake, what did he do that for? With that came a sudden shrill shriek from the ghost, followed by a stifled gurgle. John realized that with that question asked, the black ghost had vanished forever, taking his mystery with him.
That is awesome story. Wow.
It's an odd sort of little ghost, don't you think?
Yes, that's very different and strange. Yeah.
Strange indeed, but it was a good story.
It is.
And it is the story of the black ghost. Another bit of the folklore of this place we call home, Appalachia. Thanks for listening. Now be sure to subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast on our website at mountainlore.net, at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts can be found. Till next we meet, sweet dreams, podcast listeners. Mm-hmm.